to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hi-ho!
And welcome to show number 129 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? This is Ed, and we're back again. On this week's show, we're going to hit some breaking news, a couple things happening over at the Magic Kingdom, and then we're going to get an update on our Character Madness Tournament. With me this week, I've got Charlotte. Hey Charlotte, how's it going?
It's going great, Ed. How are you, Sam?
I am doing awesome. Doing awesome because I'm counting down my trip after hearing all of you guys down there having such a great time and listening to that the last couple of weeks. I'm headed down there very soon.
That's true. Jimmy's gotten back, and of course with getting back from a big trip like he had, there's a lot of things going on, so he can't be with us this week. However, he'll be back with us next week, and we'll go over a trip report with him.
Yeah, we're going to have, you know, three different trip reports to do. Boom, boom, boom. So it'll be interesting.
Well, it's good. It's going to be nice to kind of compare some notes.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, as we mentioned, we're going to talk some breaking news, and this week there was a lot of different things happening down at the Disney parks and for the Disney company in general. The first thing we're going to talk about is, and I'm letting the Star Wars geek in me take over, the Star Wars nerd, and they had the trailer from the new Rogue One movie come out finally. Now, it was kind of a two-shot as far as being a really cool thing in that they gave a sneak peek to the trailer. And then after a day of that, they gave the real trailer out. Did you guys see the trailer?
I did.
I saw part of it. I didn't see all of it. I am a terrible Star Wars nerd.
Oh, no, that's fine. You're definitely going to see enough of it soon.
No, I saw it, Ed. I watched it once and only once. I saw a glimpse of Boba Fett. I saw a glimpse of Darth Vader. I saw lots of stormtroopers. And I saw some people that I didn't know who they were.
Very cool.
Which hopefully is going to be a refreshing type of movie.
Right.
As far as getting a fresh start with that. It's going to pick up between movie 3 and 4, so it's kind of going to tell us the story of how those Battlestar plans got, how the Death Star plans got stolen. And really looking forward to it. Looks like a kind of standard Commando-type movie. And from what I've read, there's going to be a lot of action. It's going to be a lot of fighting from beginning to end. So looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And should we add preface this segment by saying no joke? I'll just leave it go.
I don't know what you mean.
Exactly. Just keep going.
Fair enough. One thing I didn't notice is that Mads Mikkelsen, you know who this guy is, actor, he's been in a bunch of movies. He's supposed to be in Rogue One, and I still haven't seen what character he is yet.
Yeah.
So hopefully
no, I was not aware of that.
I'm going to say. And he's really
I'm
good.
I'm sure there'll be more. We have till December 16th of 2016. We have a lot of time. It'll be good.
Sure.
You know what? I'm looking forward to it maybe more than the I'm definitely looking forward to it because I want that resurgence of the classic characters in my eyes. So I think come this Christmas, we're going to see lots more Darth Vader and maybe a little less Kylo Ren. But that's just me. You know, it is.
Well, sure. We'll have the opportunity at least to have him come back. Now, that kind of brings up a really quick point, and I want to spend a couple minutes on this, and we'll move on. So I apologize for this right away. One of the things I've been talking to John about, our friend down from Florida, is that it seems like the parks and Disney themselves seem to be pushing the dark side characters of the Star Wars franchise. The only characters walking around the parks, other than Chewbacca at the meet and greets, are the Stormtroopers and Kylo Ren.
Captain Phasma.
And Captain Phasma, again, another Empire. Mm-hmm. Now, the trailer we just saw for the new Rogue One movie, of course, has the rebels in it, the heroes who are going to steal the plans. but there's a lot of stormtroopers, even some cool-looking shadow troopers, or I'm not sure what the names of them are, to see now. Another type of stormtrooper, which they'll have a fun time marketing and selling. And notice how all those things have been released, like how far before the movie was, just like Kylo Ren was before. I'm getting a little bit of a feeling that they're taking advantage of these bad guys just a little too much.
I don't think they mind. But you're right, that's an interesting observation, because Chewbacca is in a meet and greet where you have to go see him. There are no members of the Resistance or the Rebellion walking around. It's all First Order or Empire.
Sure. And you should be able to at least get some characters dressed up like Finn or Rey or even Luke at this point. Yeah, I don't know. I'm done. We can move on.
No, I agree with you, but it just seems like villains sell good. I mean, and if you look at all of the Disney Empire, the villains are what really gets people fired up. You talk about on our Facebook group, even people will talk about your favorite villain or your worst villain. Those conversations get riled up, and people love to interact with the villains, and the villains' parties went bonkers, crazy. They're not even going to have them anymore because of how bad they were. And I mean, it really was. People were crazy.
And you know what that was? And that was just people being fed up with having all the good characters for so many years that they just everything went out of control when they were like, okay, let's do villains. I totally appreciate that. Yeah,
so now they're going to push the villains for this.
Yeah, so it's interesting. just kind of a small point. Something that we noticed the other night. So, okay, well, some other news coming out of the parks is that the Magic Kingdom is going to have some new pay-for events, meaning it's an extra ticket you can buy to get in. So the two events, or first couple weeks ago was announced, they're going to have a nighttime event.
Disney After Hours. It's a special after park closing kind of thing for guests, but people are able to check in at 7 p.m. So you'll be able to come in at 7, but you'll be able to stay until the park closes. Midnight or 1 a.m., whatever time the park's closing for that.
Right. So it sounds like almost like the Christmas party or the Halloween party.
Exactly.
Where you can get in early. Nice. So it's a party that you basically – a ticket you buy to get into the party, and I think it was $149?
Yeah, $149. But it includes some things that you wouldn't think would be included. You have the rides, your character meet and greets, and then there's going to be like ice cream and select beverages and novelties and stuff that you can get with the cost of this ticket. There's extra things that you can buy. Of course, there's always going to be things that you can purchase up, but there's going to be treats that are included with the cost of this. That could be kind of cool, walking around eating special ice cream that no one else is allowed to have. because you know you're going to be in there. If you go in at 7 o'clock, you're going to be in there until the other guests leave. And they're all going to be going, where'd that ice cream come from?
So,
I know.
What time does this start and end officially? This is from...
It officially... Let's see. It doesn't have exact hours. It just says that you can check in at 7 and would go until 11 p.m. There it is. I'm sorry.
Until 11 p.m. So is 11... this a day the park closes at 7 or 8?
It must be
one of those.
It officially closes. I'm sorry. The Magic Kingdom officially closes to guests who haven't purchased the Disney After Hours tickets at 10 p.m. on April 28th and May the 5th, and at 11 p.m. on the April 14th to 21st, and then a few dates in May. So then the park will be open for those few hours, 3 hours.
For 3 hours after.
For 3 hours after.
Got it.
So it's, again... Like, it's almost you're buying extra magic hours.
Right.
With extras, with some pluses.
Exactly.
Here.
Extra magic hours, plus-sized.
So, but remember, the $149 for the extra 3 hours is on top of your admission to the park for the day. So,
correct.
You have to get in the door so that you can check in at 7 to spend $149 more dollars. So take that all into account. It's, you know, at an hourly rate, it doesn't work out that well. Eat lots of ice cream if that's what's getting you to go. But Ed, sure. I think you nailed it. This is monetizing extra magic hours. so that if you're not staying at a Disney resort, or that if you're staying off property anywhere in Orlando, or even a day guest, you can purchase and stay for the extended hours. My only hope is this doesn't ultimately replace Extra Magic Hours. It's the other nights when there aren't Extra Magic at the Magic Kingdom, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Right. Now, the dates they're offering this are April 14th, 21st, 28th, and May 5th, 8th, 12th, and 19th. So it's very specific dates, and they don't have anything past that. So it does sound like it's definitely a test. And along with this, they also announced that they're having the same thing for the morning, which makes us more believe that this is something that might be monetizing the Extra Magic Hours.
Right.
Because they also announced, and this was just announced either today or yesterday, that they're doing Early Morning Magic Fantasyland, where if you pay a certain amount, you get to go into Fantasyland before everybody else, have breakfast, and then go on a bunch of rides. Let me rephrase that. You go on three different rides. So even though it says Fantasyland, the site itself only says that there's three rides available in Winnie the Pooh, Seven Dwarves Mine Train, and Peter Pan's Flight. Now, they do mention they have a great buffet over at Pinocchio Village House. Nothing really on the menu that stood out to me. Vegetable fajita, maybe, or fajita.
And it's a buffet other than that, inside Pinocchio's, right? Is that how it's set up?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So, based on the capacity of Pinocchio's, I don't know if you're getting a table and being assigned a seat or how they're going to do that. I guess I'm just wondering, the value here is based on how many people they're going to let attend this event. It might be worth it if you want to ride Peter Pan, Mine Train, Winnie the Pooh, and just do that trifecta over and over and over again. Not sure how many times you could get it done that early in the morning.
Well, the hours now are 7:45 to 10 a.m. on select Tuesdays and Saturdays. So I don't have the dates here yet, or I don't think they're posted yet. Although you should be, they say you could buy tickets, so I'll take a look in a second. What I did want to mention was the price for this is $69 for an adult, $59 for a kid. And, well, when you consider the breakfast, getting into the park from 7:45 to 10 a.m., does that mean the Magic Kingdom is closed until 10 a.m. for other people? Which I've never heard it opening that late, so that's going to be an odd
thing. That is interesting if they open at 10. And it makes me wonder things like, what about the morning show? Because, you know, when they have Extra Magic morning, they do the morning show an hour earlier.
Right.
So do they do that earlier or not? It brings up some interesting
questions. I would say no, in that the 7:45 a.m. to 10 a.m., I'm going to say, is going to be a rolling opening, meaning you're not everybody's going to be there at 7:45 to get into the park like a rope drop. Well, I take that back. You're buying a special ticket for this. Why wouldn't you?
Here's the thing, the way I'm seeing it. It says from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., breakfast is available at Pinocchio Village House. So breakfast is available. That doesn't mean the park isn't open. Now, the people that are coming into the park that go to Pinocchio House to get something to eat are not going to be able to eat off of this breakfast buffet because they won't have the ticket. But they're keeping this breakfast buffet open for the people who chose to do a whole bunch of rides before they ate.
Right. Well, it does say 7:45 to 10 a.m. However, number of available tickets are very limited, so buy the tickets so they can't let people in if they're advertising it that way,
right,
till 10 a.m. I don't know.
I just can't imagine opening it at 9.
And the kicker is, though, they do please note, regular theme park admission is required. So it's not like you could just do this for $69 and then do 3 hours of the Magic Kingdom that morning for your ticket. You do have to have your main ticket also.
Right.
Just like the, so it's just like Extra Magic, right?
Correct.
When you look at it that way.
The evening one, you don't have to have a ticket. That can be your ticket. You don't have to have a park ticket for the day for that 1:49. So you could say you're coming into town late. These are only happening for the the Disney After Dark is only happening on Thursday nights. So say you're going down for the weekend, you fly in on a Thursday. You don't want to take another park day ticket, but you have all these hours. I don't know if I was going by myself or if it was just a girlfriend-only trip. That would probably be something I might be interested in checking out at least once.
Got it. So I thought that you needed your day pass before you did the Disney After Dark.
No, that one is going to be standalone.
So then it's a lot like a hard-ticketed event, in essence.
Exactly.
Just like going to a Christmas party or going to a Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
And the only main big difference is that the Halloween Christmas party, they let you in at 4 o'clock.
Right. And it's not at 1:49.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. And then you're not getting a dinner buffet.
No, you're getting ice cream and drinks. So, and you're not I don't think there's a special parade for this or special fireworks.
It's a good question, though. I mean, I wonder if they will run another Main Street Electrical Parade. I don't know.
Well, do you want to waste your 3 hours on the parade?
No.
No.
That's where your planning comes in. Like, how do you want to spend your time on this? Well, very interesting. Very interesting.
It will be interesting to see how these start, because it doesn't start until next Thursday. So we'll hear all over the internet how, you know, we'll pick up that night.
And also the morning hours are, the morning days actually start on the last week of April, Tuesday and Saturday, and it goes through June. There are no dates listed for July or after that as far as making reservations.
Interesting.
So I will be there on the 14th, and I have no interest in taking my family over for that. That's for sure. It just seems too much to make that happen.
That would be expensive.
Very expensive for 5 people, that's for sure.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Now, here's my question, right? The morning one that they're doing now is Fantasyland. Do you think they potentially offer a Adventureland or a Tomorrowland or other places in the park in the future if this is successful?
I don't know if the other lands might have as much as Fantasyland.
Well, if three things, I mean, you could say in Tomorrowland you have Space Mountain, Buzz Lightyear, and, I don't know, throw Carousel of Progress in. Or just the people mover and use Cosmic Rays. You can go over to Adventureland and do Pirates, Aladdin, and Tiki Room. They could potentially do it. I just sort of wondered.
We will see.
Yeah.
Fantasyland is the big draw, though. That's where everybody, especially with the little kids, is heading first thing in the morning.
Well, everybody heads there with Seven Dwarves, in my opinion.
Or to Princess Fairytale Hall. That's still the case, right, Ed? You were there for Rope Drop here recently.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've ever been in the new Princess place.
I have not, actually.
I can tell you I have not.
Yeah.
It's pretty. It's very nice.
Well, there's a lot changing down in the parks, and we try to bring this breaking news to you. You got to check out our blog. The Disney Nerds podcast has a blog, and we have some great writers out there. Matt Young has articles on both the morning and the nighttime activities, and he does lay it out for us really clearly. So check those out.
Yeah, brand new blog just went up. Big changes coming to FastPass Plus and My Disney Experience, so make sure you check that out. In fact, I hope that some of those changes are in place when I'm down there, and that is essentially being able to pick your fourth FastPass with the app and not needing to go to a kiosk.
I hope so.
They made. I'm hoping that's there next week.
Ed hoped that was there when he was there. I had hoped it had been there. And, I mean, it's just been one of those that we heard about like over a month ago that it was coming, and we're just like, oh, hurry up, get here.
Well, I was poking my phone for like 15 minutes trying to make it work before I kind of asked the cast member, and she's like, oh, no, not yet.
Yeah, and we also heard that Rivers of Light was going to be up on the 22nd, and I was a little disappointed because I was leaving right before that was to premiere, but we heard some news that it wasn't going to be premiering on the 22nd.
Right, and it's not even a clear and cut delay date. Charlotte, what did they say it was going to be?
Well, they said, not only did they say that they can't have it on the 22nd, they said, we'll let you know in mid-May to the end of May how it's looking. That's pretty much what their Disney Parks blog said. We'll let you know. Don't ask us, we'll let you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, it could be, you know, it could be something major. It could be something minor that just can't get, they just can't get fixed in the programming or something. You never know. But I do appreciate that they want it to be perfect.
Oh, sure. And take the time. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Yeah. I know there is a lot of people that are disappointed about it, but I mean, honestly, I don't plan my trips around one specific aspect of a show or something like that. If it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, oh, you know what? I'll come back and see it next time.
Sure. Yep. Sure. You can't do that. You'll definitely get stuck.
Right.
Although the pictures look pretty cool coming out of it, there were some great videos showing the floats from Rivers of Light. They had some tigers, some elephants, I believe a rhino.
Those owls.
Two.
Those owls look awesome.
Yep. There were just floats, and they definitely are meant to be lit up because they were just kind of gray and black. So they're floating on the river, and the seating looks a little similar to me, like Fantasmic.
Yes.
In that it's a stadium seating situation, so it looks more like it's going to be a show as opposed to being just, more articulate show or more planned show as opposed to being just like a fireworks type show with lights and water. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to
looks
it.
Looks great. Can't wait to see it. And you know, we have to throw it out there. At least I do. There were a lot of rumors circling around the internet about Rivers of Light and when they were going to have annual pass previews and when cast member previews were, with no source cited, right? One blogger decided to blog it. Everybody copied it. And then you hear from Disney that, hey, it's delayed for another month. So be careful and don't make plans around anything that doesn't go back to an official Disney source. That's the best advice I could give anybody. Make sure it links back to Disney Parks blog or a Walt Disney World website before you make a plan based on something you read.
Okay, well, I'm sure everybody's been waiting for the update to our Character Madness story.
Character Madness, it's time once again.
Yay!
So round two, we finally have results, and we had some pretty close matches here. Of course, Character Madness is our 2016 Disney Madness Tournament. Head to DisneyMadness.com to vote for round three, which is opened now. So what we wanted to do is spend time going through round two, who our winners were, which were chosen by you. Again, we had eight different categories of Disney characters, and we're down to really the final four in each of those categories that ultimately now are 32 in our tournament. So with that, are you guys ready to start and see what you think and if you agree?
Oh, definitely.
All right, so let's start with the Pixar bracket, which is the first bracket in the blue tournament, which, by the way, you can print out these sheets. And again, we're getting down to the final four in Pixar. First round was Buzz Lightyear versus Joy from Inside Out.
New versus old.
Yes, in a lot of ways, new versus old. Any thoughts here? Because this one wasn't very close.
Well, I voted for Buzz, so I'm not sure which way it ended up being.
Charlotte?
I Buzz, too.
Yeah, and I think most of our listeners did as well. 82% with Buzz Lightyear, and Buzz beats Joy, although you have to like Joy.
I love Joy.
I definitely do. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, our tournament this year, because it had so many characters from so many different types of characters, was tough because there's so many categories, and even in these early rounds, where you had a character that you love going against the character you love.
Absolutely.
So it's really been tough.
And that's part of why I wanted to do this big tournament, because each one of these could have been their own tournament, if you think about it, right? There could have been a Pixar tournament in itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so that said, definitely. The next two were actually very close, and this is just the way the seedings worked out, which, by the way, our listeners picked. The next one is Dory versus Nemo.
Ugh.
Talk about a close one,
that was,
right?
That was tough.
And I have to tell you, this was really close by our listeners as well.
Well,
I went with Dory with this one.
I went with Dory as well.
I guess I was thinking of the future here.
Yeah, you guys are thinking Finding Dory, and maybe it would be different soon. I went Nemo, and our listeners, 52% went Nemo as well.
Mm. I don't feel bad, Nemo, moving on, though.
No.
Yeah, Nemo versus Buzz will be our third round matchup. Now, similar to Dory versus Nemo, the next of our final four for Pixar is Sully versus Mike Wazowski. How do you end up with this? And this one is probably one of the closest we've had.
I went with Mike.
I can't remember. I think I went with Sully.
So, and that is showing how close this was, because Mike Wazowski, 50.79% of the vote.
Ooh.
which means Solly had 49.21. That's how it
ended
up.
That's a one-vote difference,
it,
probably.
It comes down to one or two votes, and that was it. So Wazowski moves on.
Nice.
Well, I'm happy for Mike, you know, because he never gets anything.
He never gets any respect.
Seriously.
Which is all
good. Sticker is always across his face. Every single thing in the store. It doesn't matter where you are. There will be a big sticker across his face.
They duct taped into the disco ball, for crying out loud.
Last one
is Wall-E versus Woody in the Pixar round.
Now another tough one again. I had to go with Woody on this one.
Definitely Woody for me.
Yeah.
Oh, and I love Wall-E too.
75% Woody in this particular matchup. Which, for our final four picks are Buzz versus Nemo and Mike versus Woody, which sets up potentially Buzz versus Woody to move on to the to represent Pixar in the bigger bracket. So we'll see how that goes.
Yep.
All right, Classic Disney is the second matchup. Classic Disney, first round, Mickey Mouse versus Huey, Dewey, and Louie, who are combined as one category. Now, if you remember, in the first round, Mickey Mouse had a clean sweep against Horse Collar. And I think somebody mentioned from the show, might have been Jimmy, that said, yeah, we figured there'd be that one guy to vote for Horse, but it didn't happen. Well, I think Jimmy was the one guy that voted for Huey, Dewey, and Louie, by the way. Because it was 98.8% to just a little bit. So Mickey Mouse in a landslide again.
Sure.
Any surprise? No.
No surprise at all.
The next one I'm personally a little surprised with. Donald Duck and Pluto.
Pluto for me.
Donald for me.
I'm with Ed. I was Pluto, but Donald Duck took away
70%
of the vote. Donald is moving on to Mickey. So Donald and Mickey in the third round. That's a tight one right there.
That's historic.
That is tight. And all right, so remember back when we did the matchups in the brackets for all of the characters, the top five were the Fab Five, and you're going to see that that's what ends up here. So the next bracket is Chip versus Goofy.
Goofy.
And Goofy with 82%.
Goofy.
And the last one, Minnie versus Del.
Minnie, of course.
Yeah, Minnie.
Minnie Mouse moves on as well. So your final four in Classic Disney is four of the Fab Five, with Pluto the only one not making it. So it's Mickey versus Donald and Goofy versus Minnie.
Oh, that's going to be...
Well, yeah, I can see where that one's going to be going to the final on that, but... Okay.
Well, yeah. So that sets up in this particular bracket to get to the final four, potentially the winner of Buzz and Woody versus the winner of Mickey and Minnie. I mean, that's how interesting this is going to get. All right, so let's flip over to the other side of that bracket, and on the top we have Disney Princesses, and the first bracket here is Belle versus Jasmine.
Belle, always Belle.
I actually went Jasmine, but...
You went Jasmine, I went Belle, and I'll quote Jen by saying, Belle and Beauty and the Beast win everything that ever happens in these tournaments. So yes, it's Belle moving on there.
There you go.
Next bracket, Cinderella and Snow White.
Snow White.
I'm with you guys, but Cinderella with 73% of the vote.
Wow, nice.
Cinderella upset Snow White. I think it's that classic that comes out. Right?
Well, you know, I think that a lot of people just don't like Snow White, and I know that sounds terrible because she is the first, and she's, you know, what started this whole legacy, but... I hear so many people say, I don't like her voice. I hate when she sings. I don't like the movie at all. The witch scares me. There's a lot of people that do not like Snow White. And I think that's reflected in this.
Could be. So that sets up Cinderella versus Belle in round three.
Next one is
Aurora versus Ariel.
My pick is Aurora because that's my granddaughter's middle name.
Well, there you go. Enough said.
I went Ariel on this one.
And our listeners went with Ariel as well with 76%. So that
was
another
favorite.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a shame because you have to tell people who Aurora really is.
Yeah.
If you say Sleeping Beauty, that's a different story.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I wonder if that would have changed things. I doubt it with the nerd community. They know exactly what we're talking about.
Better, or they can't call themselves a nerd.
That's right. Next bracket is Tinkerbell versus Rapunzel.
Rapunzel.
Tinkerbell.
So the listeners went with Rapunzel here. 64%. And a lot of that might have had to do with, you know, is Tinkerbell a princess? Isn't she a princess? There was that. But you know, when it comes to merchandising, she's there. So she was included.
She's there, but Rapunzel is one of the greatest new princesses, I think. You
mm-hmm. So your final four princesses are Belle, Cinderella, Aurora, and Rapunzel. Moving on to my favorite category, Disney Parks. Disney Parks in our first matchup, it was the Hitchhiking Ghosts versus Divine.
Hitchhikers, right?
Hitchhikers, perfect.
Yeah.
Divine.
Divine, you're in the minority. Yeah. In fact, 5% of the people voted for Divine, which means 95% voted for the Hitchhiking Ghosts.
Wow.
Nice.
So the Ghosts are moving on. The next one, Ed, I'll ask you first, the Dapper Dans versus the Yeti.
Well, you know, that's kind of a tough one because I'm gonna go with Dapper Dans because the Yeti does not work, so I don't count that as an active character.
That's it. The Yeti B mode I should have next to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Betty. I'm going with the Dapper Dans too.
As would I, and believe it or not, it was relatively close, 58% Dapper Dans. But you know, I don't think anything else says Walt Disney World Magic Kingdom more than the Dapper Dans. It just is Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom. And that's why I picked him over the Orange Bird in the first round, and everybody knows I love the Orange Bird. The next round is the ghost host from the Haunted Mansion, or Gracie, versus Tom Morrow.
I'm going with Tom Morrow.
Ah, the ghost host here.
The ghost host is who our listeners went with 87%. So it is the ghost host. Okay, last one, Brer Bear and Figment. Closer than I thought.
Really?
Because I am Figment.
I am all Figment all the time.
Yeah, I'd have to say Figment also.
Figment at 63%, so it is Figment moving on.
That was very close, though.
Considering Brer Bear is like a minor character.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. And he got past the Dreamfinder in the first round, so this could have been right. Figment versus Dreamfinder in that round. Talk about a close one there.
Yeah,
all right,
serious.
So the final four there, the Hitchhiking Ghost versus the Dapper Dans, and the Ghost Host versus Figment to represent Disney Parks.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Star Wars. Dun-da-da.
Dun-da-da.
First round, Han Solo and BB-8. The old Nanook.
Han Solo.
Definitely Han.
And 81% were Han Solo. Now, remember, BB-8 knocked off C-3PO, which is pretty
true. That's no competition.
No competition yet. And now I am looking at Han Solo in the first round, and he took out Admiral Akbar. So we should mention that it's a trap. That gentleman passed away here recently, didn't he?
Yeah, that's true. This mm-hmm. past week.
Very close matchup here in the second round. This is Darth Vader and Yoda. So this is basically the light side versus the dark side.
I went with Yoda. How can I go with the dark side?
I'll go dark side all day long, especially if it's Vader. Vader's awesome. If it's Kylo Ren, I'm not going that way.
Well, I'm drinking out of a Yoda glass. My kids call me Yoda.
There you go.
I have to go with Yoda.
Yoda. This was close. 51.2% Darth Vader.
Oh!
Yay.
Wow. How about that?
This next one I found interesting, which, by the way, sets up Darth Vader versus Han Solo. And I guess ultimately it was Darth Vader's, well, never mind, grandson, but Luke Skywalker, Chewbacca is the next round. The next bracket.
Yeah, that's another tough one because, you know, they're two really, really good characters.
Absolutely.
Luke.
Chewie.
Chewie pulls it out with 55%.
Wow, still close.
Upsets Luke, and if I look at that, well, no, actually, Chewbacca was the 3 seed, and Luke was the 6, so I guess that's not surprising when you look at it that way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
R2-D2 and Princess Leia round out Star Wars. R2 and Princess Leia, or General Leia. Oh.
R2. Now that you said General, definitely I picked R2.
R2.
General Organa. It is R2-D2, indeed, with 60%. So you have Han versus Vader and Chewie versus R2-D2 in the final four there.
See, now Han versus Vader, he came out on top the last time they fought, so I can see that happening.
There you go.
Number four.
Yeah. All right. The Muppets are the next category. First round, Kermit the Frog, Sam the Eagle.
Kermit.
Yeah, I was going to say no question, Kermit.
Yeah, I'm the guy voting for Sam the Eagle, which is why it's not 100% Kermit, but it was 87%. But Kermit would move on. This one, interesting to me, the Swedish Chef and Animal.
Animal.
Oh, that's so tough. I really think Animal, yeah.
I'm with you with Animal, but our listeners went 53% Swedish Chef.
Wow.
Yeah. He gets a big part in the show in the park, and that might have something to do with it.
Could.
Because Animal was all about the series. I mean, the Muppet Show was all – I mean, there was a lot of Animal in that.
Yeah. And Animal's all over merchandise when you go through the gift shop at the end of Muppet Vision. Right. In the new Muppet Courtyard, by the way, because that's no longer the Muppet Vision Courtyard.
I can't wait to see stuff, what they're going to do in there.
Neither can I.
Maybe we'll have a Swedish Chef restaurant.
Maybe we'll have a Great Gonzo restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Something.
Well,
it's not coming to there.
Well, here's what we know, and we're completely off track. But what we know is, if they announce that it's going to be the Muppet Courtyard, we can pretty much rest assured that whatever they're doing with the old Pizza Planet will not be Star Wars, and it will be Muppet related.
Agreed.
And I think that's awesome,
because that was
the big question when they closed Pizza Planet: are they going to annex it as part of Star Tours, or is it going to still be part of Muppet Vision? Now, what I really want is a new Muppet Vision, new movie in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's going to be part of it. If they're going to redo that entire courtyard, come on.
All right, moving on. The next one is Fozzie Bear versus Gonzo the Great.
Fozzie.
Gonzo.
I'm Fozzie, and 64% went Fozzie. So
Waka waka.
Waka waka.
Maybe an upset. Let me look at the brackets here. Yes, this is a number 7 over number 2. The next one is Beaker versus Miss Piggy. And I might have given that away, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would have chosen Beaker.
I kind of think Honeydew and Beaker go together, so I would stick with Piggy.
They do, and it was hard to know when do you combine characters and not.
Right.
In this case, it was Beaker, the number 7 seed, that upset Miss Piggy in the number 2 slot.
Amazing.
Wow,
So Beaker moves on. So you have... Kermit Beaker versus the Chef, and Fozzie versus Beaker.
And you're right. It's coming down to the pals versus the pals in every one of these categories.
Yep, mm-hmm. You got it.
Everyone in these brackets.
You got it. All right. Disney villains. Maleficent versus Jafar.
Maleficent.
Maleficent.
Yes, with 85% of the votes.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
In a closer battle, Gaston and Cruella de Vil.
Gaston.
Yeah, I'm thinking Gaston as well.
Gaston, 58%.
Mm, that was close.
That's close. Evil Queen and Captain Hook.
Hook.
Yeah, this one was a really tough one, too. Evil Queen.
It is the Evil Queen, 55%.
Mm-hmm. Poison will do it every time.
Well, Poison Apple, get you every time.
Yep.
And the last is Scar and Ursula.
Scar.
Ursula.
Ursula has 60%.
Oh. So I'm disappointed with that one.
There's a couple I'm disappointed with, but Maleficent versus Gaston and Evil Queen and Ursula. And in the 8th and final category of our 128 character tournament is Marvel. And in the first matchup, it's Captain America versus the Black Widow.
You know, this is a really tough one because I have to say Captain America. However, in all of these Avenger movies and Iron Man movies, Scarlett Johansson has really owned Black Widow. And it almost looks like these guys couldn't do half the shit that they do without, or half the stuff they do without Black Widow. However, Captain America.
Girl power, Black Widow.
Oh, Captain America, 82%.
Oh, wow. Girl power got stomped.
Yeah. Don't forget, Captain America got shot 3 times in Winter Soldier and still finished what he had to do. So a little difference.
There you go. Next is Spider-Man and the Hulk.
Another tough one.
That is a tough one because I like them both. But I picked the Hulk only because of my fond memories of the Hulk growing up.
That was Lou Ferrigno. Does that count?
I know, but still.
It totally counts.
Totally counts. That's the first Hulk I fell in love with.
I picked the Hulk also. I picked the Hulk because, you know what? I'm tired of Spider-Man because we've been redoing them all the time. And you know what? The more I watch the Hulk and the more they have more like him on film or him on screen, you see some great, great attributes because he is the Hulk and everybody thinks he's stupid. Nah, not so much. So I think the Hulk has a lot more brains than everybody gives him credit for.
There you go.
Now watch, after saying that.
After saying that, it is Spider-Man. Spider-Man with 54%. But I will say my memories of Spider-Man, if Charlotte, yours are Lou Ferrigno, mine are Spider-Man from the Electric Company. That's when
yes. Absolutely.
Which I did do some YouTube searching, and I found some, and oh, man, they are bad. They are bad,
sure they
if you go look for that. But if you remember the Electric Company, there's a shout-out to you.
Sure, that's great. Fun show.
All right, next is Wolverine and Thor.
Wolverine for me.
I'm going with Thor.
Thor, 75%.
What?
75%.
Yeah, he's more in the spotlight.
He's
right
in the spotlight in the Avengers. That's what it comes down to, yeah.
Sure.
And the next and last matchup of the entire round is Iron Man and Hawkeye.
No problem. Iron Man.
Yeah, Iron Man, 85%. That was no problem for him. Which sets up Captain America versus Spider-Man and Thor versus Iron Man in round three. Head out to DisneyMadness.com. That will take you to the voting site. Round three will be opened for the next 10 days or so, we'll put it, and that will be live while you're listening to this. Thanks for voting.
Awesome.
And with that, thank you guys so much for listening to the Disney Nerds Podcast. You can find us at thedisneynerdspodcast.com. Be sure to check that out. We have our new blogger community with tons of great information sharing with you and some interesting perspective from our side as well. Facebook group is Disney Nerds, and you can email us at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com.
Okay, guys. Well, thanks again for listening this week. This was show number 129 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. It wouldn't be a show without you guys. Thanks for listening. This is Ed.
This is Charlotte. Just keep swimming.
Kongaloosh.
And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in